Blog Talk Radio.
We reserve the right to not disclose personal and private information, and the views and opinion expressed on the Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mir are those of the author and do not necessarily reflect the official policies and position of our organization. Any content provided by our authors are of their own opinion and not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, organization, or individual. Hello, everyone. So welcome to another episode with yours truly. So I am thrilled to bring to you all another episode. But before we get started, you know we like to open up in prayer. Father God, we just come to you to just say thank you. Thank you for giving us the ability to have clean hands and a pure heart, Father God. We repent now for anything that's not like you, anything we have said or done that's not like you, Father God. We clear our minds, Father God, to receive your word and to move accordingly to how you call us to move, Father God. Thank you for just protecting these moms, Father God, and just giving us the relaxation and peace that we needed on Mother's Day. In the name of Jesus, help us to see and to do according to your will and your purpose and not our own. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys. So I am just thrilled to come to you all today because I try to be very, very keen in the spirit of what God is calling me to do and say. So we're talking about it's not a good fit for me. And I'm speaking on that as it pertains to several things that I have come across in my lifetime. And I would say out of 100%, I'm 85% convinced that if it's not for me, then I'm not going to try to make it work, okay? Clearly. But it's just that 15% that still need convincing, like, okay, Mary, wake up. You keep hitting a dead wall. Leave it alone. Let it go. And I'm just talking about things and situations and people. If it's not a good fit for you, you have to let it go. There's a reason why you're hitting a brick wall. There's a reason why your spirit is not settled in this area, and you have to be convinced. It said the word of God tells us to try the spirit, battle the spirit. You know it ain't right, so why are you trying to keep going to make it fit? Just like that puzzle piece. Let's just say you have a puzzle, you get another puzzle piece from a different puzzle, and you're trying to make it fit on this puzzle. No, it's not going to work. And I'm speaking to myself as well as speaking to you, that we have to stop. It's not a good fit for me. It's not, clearly. So let's begin. So recently, well, I would say that I actually tried to have two vacations this year, and that's one for the family and one for my husband and I, which we went on a short one last month. But I'm trying to do that, and in the midst of trying to do that with the budgeting and stuff like that, it's a milestone birthday that I'm trying to do as well. I'm not going to say who, because I don't want to, you know, give that away. But I'm trying to do all of these things, and I noticed that I'm trying to connect with different people for my business, but I'm noticing that It's like a wall, and I'm trying to understand why. And here's what I will say about that is, when you feel like you're hitting a brick wall, like nothing is moving, you have to go into God's word, and it says that your gift will make room for you and bring you before mighty men. It said your gift. It didn't say you physically have to do something to make room. It said your gift. So that is the gift that God has given you. Like for me, he given me the gift of speaking, administration. He given me the gift to write books and to also help with failed relationships in the home and in the community so that it can be better so that we can have great leaders for the next generation. as it pertains to bullying as well as domestic violence. So I know my level of expertise, okay? I know what is a fit for me now because God had opened my eyes up, but also God has shown my husband, okay, babe, this is what you can do. This is what you're actually forcing to make happen, and it's just not for you. And I say all this to say, I remember when my husband and I, we was actually getting some things painted in the house. So we hired this different company, a different ethnicity. They did a wonderful job, okay? But we thought about getting some other stuff done. So that company wasn't available. I told my husband, let's wait. Well, let's just say he wanted to get it done right away. So we found a company, which was our ethnicity. And they came in, they say they could do the job, and let's just say it was horrible. It was horrible. So we wind up spending more money to get the first company to come back in and do it. And the first company said, you pay for this? And only thing I could do was laugh, but I could laugh now, but it was not funny at first because I couldn't. It was like, babe, we should just wait, but let's just say he didn't want to wait. So, hey. We had to pay. That was the consequences of making something fit that did not work with us, okay? And that's what happens in life, like when you try to connect with someone or purchase a product when you know it's not going to be right for you. But you do it for the sake of trying to get something accomplished right away, or you do it for the sake of trying to cut costs. And here's what I realized when it comes down to me growing up, all of my services and products, I'm for the most part, like eye doctor, dentist, stuff like that, I had our ethnicity. And here's the reason why I wanted to support our own is to, because I believe they gave back to the community by way of sponsorship, by way of outreach, by way of different giveaways, okay? And I noticed that, for the most part, that is majority true. And they support their own, but there's a stop right there. Sometimes they can shortchange themselves as it pertains to their prices. They can shortchange themselves as it pertains to the product. They may be out of different things that they would normally carry, but for the sake of cutting costs, they want to cut back on some things. So you... they don't really necessarily believe in quality. They believe in quantity. And not all of us are upfront about what we can do and what we can't do. And that's one thing that I would like to be told. If I can't do something, I'm going to tell you I can't do it. I'm not going to try to make it happen just for the sake of a dollar. No, I'm sorry, I can't do it. And we do not let each other know that it's not a good fit for me. It doesn't work for me. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I can't do this because I'm going through XYZ. And I want to tell you that if you are running across some things, you need to be very careful that you do not put yourself in situations that not a good fit for you. Because you want to be popular or because you want to get more money. That's not what God is calling us to do. If our gift is making room for us, we have to be obedient with the gift. And I'm going to tell you, my number one spiritual gift is administration. So anything, my husband will tell you, anything that's out of whack as it pertains to administration, if I'm dealing with a product or dealing with a business, it really bothers me. But I'm going to say over the years, I have developed a level of grace. A level of grace. Well, some do not realize that the level of grace do have expiration. Grace has an expiration, just like I was just talking to my daughter. Grace has an expiration. So you can't keep riding, oh, well, I'm covered in grace. It's going to expire. And know when it expires, you're going to have to face the consequences of not fully meeting up to a certain level. And that's one thing that I try to do because I know that I'm not perfect and I know that I'm going to eventually need that grace, okay? And God has shown me different grace along the way and also mercy. So you be able to extend that to someone else, but be honest and upfront, because what I do is I offer grace, but at some point I hold a person accountable to what it is that they offer or to what it is that they say. And when that accountability takes place, some cannot handle that. And that's when you can notice that this person cannot handle that accountability. So that may be, this is not a good fit for me, because what's for you is going to work for you. Come on there. What's for you is going to work for you. And that means your characteristics, your personality, your expectations, your level of professionalism is going to work for you. So if it doesn't work for you, that's something that you need to say, okay, well, I take my loss. Thank you for the opportunity. I want to purchase another product here, or I'm going to continue my search. And that's something I want to share with you all. Different ways where you can say it doesn't work for me or it does work for me. And number one, do you have peace about purchasing this product? Do you have peace about doing business with this person? If you don't have peace, that's an indicator that maybe you should rethink your agreement. You should rethink purchasing from this company. Number two, think about this. If you do go into an agreement or a contract with this business, or you purchase a product and they showcase, or you purchase a service, what would that say for you? What would be the long-term effects of doing business with this person? Because we have to understand, I remember years ago, don't knock me, I was going to subsidized community to get my hair done, you know, and I really didn't think about, okay, who I allow do my hair, but here's the thing, that is the crown, that's my head. This is how God speaks to me. It's from the head down, so I can't allow anybody to do my hair. And as a result, I had to change certain things, but I was doing things because it was affordable, and they was, I would say, kind of flexible, but it wasn't a good community. So my safety was in jeopardy. Not just my safety, my spirituality, because it's like you have to think about who's actually on the crown of your head. Because everything flows from the top down. So you can't just have anybody just touching your head. You can't just have anybody feeding you. And this is some things that we have to realize. I can't just do everything because it's popular or it's affordable. No. Or because I want to support my own. You have to think about these things as it pertains to what's for you and what's not working for you. Think about that. Also, I want you to think about what is God saying about this? If you purchase this product, what is God saying about it? Because the word says that there is nothing hidden or concealed that would not be revealed. So think about this. If you are doing something, what would happen if it gets out? Are you okay with it getting out? Are you okay with the service that you just signed up for? Think about that. Think about the characteristics of the shop that you're purchasing something from, the store you purchased something from. I know it's hard for us to really think about that because unfortunately, we are equipped to think about what's budget friendly. But what's budget friendly, it doesn't fit me. and what others are doing, it may not fit me. God called us to be transformed, not conformed to the patterns of this world. So whatever is trending don't mean you need to trend with it. You could be a trendsetter by going the other way. And that is hard for us to digest because we live in a society where we want to be with the popular, just like in high school. I know girls going to high school, you're like, okay, I want to be in this clique because it's with the populars. But you have to be accountable for you and know that if it don't work the first time, maybe the second time, clearly it's not for you. Because remember, what's for you will work for you. So I'm just encouraging you to just simply think about that as it pertains to, it's not for me. It's not a good fit for me. And be okay with it's not a good fit for you. Because if you wait, think about that. If you wait down the road, you will be able to see what God has for you. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that in the MSG, it says he know what he's doing. God got it all planned out. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future. So if he know the plans he has for you, only thing you have to do is get in line with it. You know when something is not right for you, right or wrong. Of course you do. So if you know, then why are we trying so hard? Let me just sit right there. Why are we trying so hard? For me, I try hard because I want to give others the benefit of the doubt. To me, I try harder because I want to support my own. That 15%, I still want to support my own. To me, I try harder because I want something affordable. I'm just being transparent. This is me. But you have to decide, why are you trying to make something fit that doesn't work for you? Oh, maybe you have some connections that is connected to these people. So you're like, okay, well, they connected to these people. Let me connect to those people. But here's the thing. What's so keen is that I remember there was a time, and there's, like I said, there's that 15% where I'm still like, hold on, do they really know who I am? Like, you connect with someone. Actually, you connect with someone. You don't really thoroughly introduce yourself. Or you may go into a business, and you may have a bad experience with that business. And then you go out, and it's like, do these people not know I got a social media presence that not just I have a social media presence, I'm a public figure? Sometimes that's really what I want to do. But I just sit back and I said, okay, first of all, think about this. You have to have a heart check. Why do you want to be seen? Do you really want to be seen? Why? Why don't you allow God to take control over this situation? Why do you, Mary, why do you want to be seen in this situation? Why do you really want them to know who you are? Well, to be honest, I want them to know who I am because it's like you can't do business this way or you can't create a product like this that's not of good quality. Well, technically, it's not about you. If it's not about me, then who is it about? It's about God getting the glory. God wants to use you to show grace to others. But he also want to use you to give that accountability, help others to be accountable for their mistakes. And sometimes he will use you to do that, and sometimes he won't. Sometimes he will allow you to step back and remove yourself from this situation so that they can be accountable and to answer to him. It's not for us to always make things right. It's not for us to always fit in. It's not for us to always speak on things. You see, I speak on things when I get that clear word from the Holy Spirit, okay, it's time for you to speak on things. And I'm just clearly just saying that we have to be careful in how we approach things. If we have peace, how will this affect you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? And can you honestly say, with doing all this, that you okay with this getting out? Think about that. Lastly, with everything that transpired, if the word tells us that everything that we do on this earth will be tried in the fire, right? So that what we have done for the Lord will remain. So when you get to that day, that judgment day, when the Lord comes to you, he's going to ask about you. He ain't going to ask about the service you purchased. He ain't going to ask about that product you purchased. He's going to ask you, why did you fit in? If it's not for me, let it go. Because I want to hear at the end of my day, well done, that good and faithful servant. I don't want to hear you fit in with everybody. The culture, everything the world was doing, you fit in with it. I showed you what wasn't for you, but you went along ahead and you kept doing it. No. So I'm just encouraging you to think about that. If it's not for me, why try? You should have a settling in your spirit when it comes down to what's for you and what's not for you. It should just be that simple. So that 15% that I'm working on, I'm just encouraging you. I don't know what percentage you have to work on as it pertains to if it's not for me. I just want you to work on that. Until next time, you have a blessed one.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit motivationalmary.com.